Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 5th day of January. Prepper tip of the week. I want to remind people that they should be a frequent visitor to thrift stores and auctions and yard sales. Thrift stores, auctions, and yard sales. You never know what you're going to find. Always something different. And you might just find exactly what you need at a very, very excellent price. Okay. Second hour on most Fridays, we have my personal physician, Dr. Phil Myers, D.C., with us. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers and gain access to the knowledge that he has, real simple, call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. How's everything today?
Well, we're having some technical issues with our radio broadcast here that haven't affected the broadcast, but we're scrambling behind the scenes here to deal with some issues, but it's all working out so far. How about yourself, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just trying to stay warm in this frigid weather.
Yeah, I was reading this morning about Baltimore Public Schools having classes where the classroom temperature is 40 degrees. That is completely unacceptable. Okay, Doctor, well, we have a health tip of the week that we do every week, and what would that be today, sir?
Well, it's more on a health state of mind than, I guess, a health tip. We really start looking into what do we want to accomplish, what do we want to see happen for ourselves, what are the tasks that we think we need to do, and what are the things we want to have. It kind of always starts out that way when we get into January and New Year's and all that kind of stuff. And the way most of us in our society think about things is we want to have certain things, so we do those particular things in order to be that particular entity or health status or whatever whatever that is. And it's a complete backwards way of thinking, but it's the most common amongst our society. Is it, we go having, and then we do things, or we based upon, we base our whole aspect on what we do in order to have what we want to accomplish or want to get out of something else. And we really forget or don't even know that there's a other way possible to think about it. And for most people that have never heard this or have just heard it or seen it on, like, social media, little memes or little sayings, is like, you got to be something, and then you can, you got to be this, you got to be that, you got to be your being, and it kind of softens the impact of what that really can be for a person if they start looking at their life and who they actually are instead of what they think they need to do or what they think they want or should have in their life. You know, let's keep it simple and let's just talk about, for example, health. And let's not even get into what the definition of health could actually mean for a lot of people, because that doesn't necessarily mean it's the same thing for one person listening to the show, and another person's definition of health is a completely other thing. So health can be a very subjective reality in just a group of 15 or 20 people. You'll get 15 or 20 different aspects of what health is, and then when you get it together, the collective of that group is like, oh yeah, if you put all they get together, that's totally healthy. Yeah, that's a healthy way of doing. Like for example, fat free was considered at one time a very healthy way of being. Like, yeah, you got to be fat free. Oh no, now you got to be sugar free. Health is when you don't have eggs in your life because the yolks of the eggs create cholesterol. Oh, no, wait a second. The health actually means if you have the whole egg, because don't forget that the whites of the eggs with the yolks of the eggs give you those vitamin B6s that you need, but if you don't have that, you're going to not have it. And so it gets really confusing of what health really is.
Well, you know, Doctor, I got a World War II vet in my American Legion post who eats eggs and drinks coffee, and he's very active, travels all over the world. He's a pastor also, and he eats eggs and meat and drinks coffee every day of the week. So there's a lot of silliness out there when it comes to some of these things, isn't there?
It's silly, and it's a lot of confusion. Not just from confusion of the general public, but also within the quote unquote health care industry itself. I mean, there's so much confusion. We did a class for more specific trainings on just the different genres of eating. And you have everything from vegetarianism to veganism to raw blending to raw to just eating roots to to breatharianism to meats are the best thing in the world to, oh my God, if you touch meat, you're a Satanist. To every aspect of nutrition. And there's it just gets to the point where it's just like, well, what's right? Is the paleo diet right? Is the non-paleo diet right? Well, what about the nightshades that I'm supposed to be allergic to? Oh, yeah, and by the way, I did get that test from doctor, and I'm allergic to everything, apparently, so what do I eat? To the person that is so neurotoxic that as soon as they eat anything, they become nauseous. Well, what's that even about? And the quote-unquote sicker and sicker and sicker or more toxic a body gets, and the more lacking in the ability of regeneration that a person gets, the harder and harder and harder is to deal with these things, especially when most of all of the majority of food that people are eating isn't even, wouldn't be considered food, and then most of it is being microwaved, which then you have food that's really not food, that almost right. has no nutritional value in it anyways, and then on top of it, they nuke it and destroy the molecular compounds of that food, so it's really not food at all. Then you eat it, and then your body has to take its resources to that it would use to build your eyes, ears, nose, throat, heart, pancreas, liver, all the beautiful skin, beautiful eyes, beautiful nails, all that kind of stuff. Use those resources to then metabolize that whatever is now in your body into a somewhat abled, digestible form of some type of calorie or unit of energy to do pretty much nothing.
Yeah, well, if I was king, doctor, I would make it illegal to own, buy, or sell microwave ovens in the United States of America. And that's not that it's going to happen, which I don't see it happening anytime soon. Eliminating microwave ovens from human beings using them would be a massive step towards good health for everybody, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be so helpful overall. I mean, and the thing is, if I get the whole aspect of the social convenience of it all, but at the same time, you really need to start doing your research out there. I mean, we got to stop listening to what old information or what social status quos do for you, because a lot of them, they don't have your best interests in mind at all. And if there's the health tip of the week in relationship to this getting out of the having, getting out of the doing, and actually being something about it, is being educated, being informed, allowing yourself to be a thinker that thinks outside the box, that listens to their body in a way that you've never listened to it before. And like I said, I get it. It's really, 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 really hard when you've been doing a particular thing all your entire life. It was the family motto, everybody cook this way. That's what you just did, and that's how it is. And for anybody, especially some voice on a radio, telling you or suggesting that it might be possible, maybe an eeny teeny weeny little bit, maybe a Planck scale size possibility to be just a little different, man, throws your amygdala's red flags up and just says, heck no, I'm not going. And I get that. And it's really hard. And even if that's not the case, it's still really hard to change these really old habits, because along with these incongruent habits, you have the addictions to it all. And I was telling a person the other day about a certain protein lentil pasta that's absolutely phenomenal protein source that is non-inflammatory, completely assimilated in your body when you digest it, and is used very, very effectively to help rebuild the system of your body. And they're like, well, how often should I have this? I'm like, well, as often as you need protein, which is pretty good. Like, well, that's having a lot of pasta all the time. I'm like, well, okay, well, you've also been having a lot of butter, a lot of sugar, and a lot of flour all the time, but you never complain about that. And it kind of took a second to for that to register.
Right.
But we get used to something, and we don't even think about it in any form. And there's so, and here's the thing, and I understand this again from a fast food American lifestyle or United States lifestyle, is that cooking and taking time to make something, for the majority of people, they're like, well, when do I have the time? Well, okay, well, when did you have time to brush your teeth? You make it. You make things a priority by being informed, by being proactive, by being conscious of what you're doing with yourself. That immediately puts you into a state of action that is flowing, free-flowing, instead of, well, I need to do this, or when I do this, then. And if you get stuck in just your doings and actions as your action source, you really lose out on a lot of things, because a lot of those doings, you're almost sometimes damned if you are and damned if you don't, because if you do it this way, you're going to get this, but if you do it this way, you're going to get that. And it completely takes it out of context when all you're trying to do is do the healthy thing. Well, what's that? What's health? Again, back to the definition of every other person having a completely different outlook of what health is. And so when you're quote-unquote trying to just do the healthy thing and have a healthy lifestyle, well, again, that kind of, it's still very subjective for a lot of folks. However,
It is. And I should point out, Doctor, that these little toaster ovens, which are inexpensive, don't take up much space, they do the same thing that a microwave does. Yes, it does take a little bit longer. But compared to turning what was healthy food into something else that's no longer healthy, I think I'll err on the side of 15 minutes instead of 3 minutes to heat up something. Just go for it. You know, get rid of the microwave, cut the plug off so nobody else can use it. If you want to use it for a Faraday cage to protect radio electronic equipment, do that. But otherwise, I mean, seriously, you know, it's so easy and so simple to do. A little bit of money, less than $100, you can get a really nice toaster oven and make yourself healthier in a very simplistic, inexpensive way. Right, Doctor?
You can. And just like any type of disease process, goes under your radar, because trust me, if you felt the disease process actually happening in some type of sensory impulse, 9 times out of 10, most people would not do this unless they're really, really wanting to hurt themselves. But nobody would be doing something if they felt the cancer growing in their lung. If they, as soon as they put something in their mouth, their body says, yep, that's creating a cancer cell, and you feel it, it's right there. It's just like that pain that when you drop that hammer on your thumb, when you went to hit that nail, it felt that painful. If we felt that painful response is when our body created a free radical to create cancer cells, we would stop doing that behavior.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of January. A quick reminder, if you want access to the highest quality CBD hemp oil products, check out Canaway at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. You want to get access to this knowledge and start off, it's real simple, a private, no-charge consultation. Just call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. It'll get you going at area code 314-878-6868. Call a number if you got a question or comment for Dr. Myers. Give us a call here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Doctor.
So if you actually did feel that inflammatory response, and what it is, it comes from an inflammatory response based upon what you put in your mouth, basically. And so if you felt that cancer cell or that prematurely oxidated, stressed-out cell getting to some type of health status that's now creating a bacterial fungal mold, a parasitic heavy metal viral infection in it, and you felt it, you would totally recognize, oh wow, stop hitting myself in the hammer, stop hitting myself on the thumb with the hammer. But we just don't feel these things. So when we start talking about having quote unquote anti-inflammatory foods and what certain foods do in terms of a inflammatory response to the system, again, we really don't feel these things to the degree that would be of any significance to the unconscious mind to send a signal to your conscious self, the part of you that is aware of every aspect of your being, just like listening right now, you're conscious of my voice and listening to what I'm saying. You won't feel these quote-unquote anti-inflammatory effects right away, just because, and just for the same way you didn't feel the inflammatory responses in the same way. And so when we start talking about getting on anti-inflammatory things or what inflammatory things are doing to you, one of the biggest yes buts that I get is like, well, I've been doing that for years and I don't have anything wrong with me, or nothing bad's happened to me, says the person that has arthritis all up in their joints, says the person who has a distended stomach, says the person that is so stiff and stuck that they're 70 years old and they're moving like a 140-year-old would. And it's just like, holy crap, you have no clue. And those are some of the people that are listening and that we're talking to, but other people are wanting to move past that. And I would say that the people that really want to move past it, that have that more quote-unquote think outside the natural box of what the world that they have been living, thinking that the world was really telling them the truth, and even if they believe that the world wasn't telling them the truth, and maybe aspect of government and other things, that realize your food industry as well has not been telling you the truth. They're just trying to sell you stuff. Even going into health food stores, quote-unquote, in any of those ones. I mean, everything from Trader Joe's to Fresh Time to Whole Foods or any of the ones that are like that, the health foods, quote-unquote, sometimes don't jive when you combine them in certain things or the way they've been boxed, even though they say all organic or natural or they look healthy because the box is really pretty. But when you really then go look in the ingredients, you start seeing, oh my God, this is loaded with a bunch of additives and preservatives and stuff like that that really don't need to be there.
With five syllables, I know. Yeah,
yeah.
Or more.
Exactly.
Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 5th day of January. Yes, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Got a note from a listener earlier this morning concerned that the Navy website, where you see the ocean surface temperatures, was issuing a warning. They do that all the time. It won't cause harm to your computer. Don't worry about it. Go there anyway. There's a new map posted every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures worldwide. And, of course, you can see that the Gulf Stream no longer goes across the North Atlantic to the British Isles. It just goes out a few hundred miles from the United States. And that's the end of it. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners. This is my home business. Tonight, the Cherryville store will have all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8 with side dishes and dessert. That's where I take the energy cleaners to the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, when you place your order and ship them priority mail. Same thing with the mattress pads. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included. You want a great night's sleep? Get yourself an energy cleaner. I do offer now, as of the first of the year, a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you use PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way, by the way, to make any payment online. If you need to spread out those payments over a few months, PayPal now takes payments if you live in the United States. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. You can send a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Before we get back to Dr. Myers, I just found out that Tuesday, the Religion of Peace struck again, this time in Finland. An 18-year-old member of the Religion of Peace murdered two women with knives and slashed another six men and women before he was shot and apprehended. There's been five more members of the Religion of Peace that are also either under arrest or have been interviewed by the police trying to figure out what happened and why. We are visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, call his office, get that set up, that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So a big challenging aspect of things is, and I'm not promoting at this point any type of, like, you have to do a certain particular thing. I'm just telling you kind of what is noticed within systems. When a person is dealing, like I tell people all the time when they come to my office, especially with their hormone imbalances and the different gut issues that people have, and I do suggest people cut down on a lot of the flesh that they're eating, and I say like that because flesh means anything that is not of a plant. Right. So I don't care if it's fish, poultry, pork, or whatever, it's flesh. It's going to naturally create an inflammatory response within your system, dependent on how, quote-unquote, healthy your system is, meaning how anti-inflammatory it is, would be a way of determining health, and how fast and what it can do with inflammatory things is also another aspect of what I would consider health. And so, and I tell people like this, we're having enough issues right now dealing with your own inflammation. We're having enough issues getting balance into your own hormones. Now, again, I'm not saying that we're talking the difference between organically grown or grass-fed or farm-raised or completely injected whoever and whatever to what. When I'm not differentiating them, I'm kind of lumping them all into one sum aspect, is if you're already having difficulty with your inflammatory markers, i.e. if you have arthritic conditions of any sort, if you have irritable bowel constipation of any sort, if you have a foggy brain of any sort, if you're having issues in your bone, muscle, ligaments, and tendons of injuries that you've had for 15, 20, 30 years, your body is in inflammatory markers that are keeping you from living a higher vitalistic way of health. And so I always tell people, like, it's best that you start cutting down on those things, because then we will have more of what is your body doing. I won't have to deal with the hormones from the cow that you just ate yesterday. And on top of your own hormones, I won't have to look at the inflammatory cascade from the mercury-ridded fish that you had that shouldn't have had the mercury in it, but does, because your body has more of an affinity to hold on to heavy metals because you have a very weak protein synthesis aspect of your gut because your pH has been off for 20 years. I mean, there's so many different variables within that, but you being an informed consumer, which is the health tip of today, is be an informed consumer. Don't let the information of the past dictate, or the information that you didn't pay attention to of the past dictate, how you're going to live the rest of your life. You have the fortitude, the mind, the brain to change those realities easily. And so when I tell people, like, hey, it's a good idea that we cut out this meat for a while. Well, what about my protein source? Well, here's other ways to get protein that are way more effective and have zero inflammatory markers for your body than the meat that you're going to be eating here. And honestly has more protein than what would be considered a 16-ounce steak in some aspects, depending on how big that person is, to like an average size like me and you, of like a 6-ounce steak. But now it's completely assimilable. You can get it into your system way easier, no inflammatory markers, and it actually does help your body regrow. So it's being an informed consumer, listening to your body maybe for the first time ever and doing some trial and error. Like, okay, let's see here. What would it feel like? Like, I remember doing this when I was a kid, just experimenting. This is way back in the, like, late 80s, early 90s. And, like, okay, what does my body do if I have eggs? And just eggs, no cheese in it. Okay, it does this. What happens if I just have oatmeal for breakfast? And I'll do that for a couple of days. Oh, it did that to me. Oh, let's happen to see if I do eggs and oatmeal. Oh, that was one thing that was huge for me. I noticed that if I mixed those two things when I was a kid, my gut and my body felt horrible. Way better than it did if I did them separately. And then I just learned over time what was the appropriate thing for my body type based upon how my body responded and has been reacting to different foods. So there's a lot of things that we combine, quote unquote, that are considered healthy. But then if you mix them together, it becomes a very unhealthy source. One of those is, and we'll talk about that today, is proteins and fats. If you're mixing, they do not really belong in the same quote-unquote category. Your oil fats, your plant-based fats like avocados, your coconuts, your walnut oils, your olive oils, your sunflower oils, if you're utilizing those as a quote-unquote healthy oil along with protein sources in your body, what happens when you start metabolizing it is your metabolism does not recognize the ability to differentiate those two. And so you end up getting extreme inflammatory markers, lethargicness, bloatiness, and tiredness. And for those that do the experiment and stop adding all fats to their protein meals, I'm not telling you what that is right now, or because you're going to be an informed consumer and you're going to experience and experiment with your own self. And you're going to figure it out by being an informant and being informed of what your body's telling you. To be an informed person, you just don't listen to Dr. Phil on the radio or Dr. X or Dr. Oz or whoever doctor is doctoring on some type of talk show, radio, TV, or some book that you read. But you're going to start listening to your own self and experience it in your own way. And any great teacher, from health to religion to anything, tells you, hey, experience it for yourself and then come back to me and tell me what happened. And anybody that tells you this is how it has to be, and unless you do this, you're not following the rules, well, that's just dictatorship, in my opinion.
It's kind of ironic. Mention all these doctors, the TV doctors, the hugely popular television Dr. Phil that we all know about. He authored and published a book on how to lose weight, and the man is easily 50 pounds overweight, easily.
Mm-hmm.
I find that rather ironic, don't you, sir?
Well, and that was for myself. When I was a young kid, I looked at these quote-unquote gym coaches and people in the health industry that were totally not healthy. I mean, my God, you still had your doctor, your MD medical physician smoking a cigarette and then
right.
looking at you
right.
square in the face saying, don't smoke.
Right, right. Yep,
that's, and it's just that's, like, that's, well, why should I not smoke but you can? Well, you have lung cancer and I don't. Okay, so when I get lung cancer, when you get lung cancer, you'll stop. Oh yeah, then I'll stop. Oh, okay, gotcha. totally makes sense.
Human behavior, isn't it a hoot?
it's a hoot, and that's why I think that the most important health tip of the week is being an informed consumer. And when and kind of things to be an informed consumer is to challenge what you think you thought you it what might be true or just a little different. Change things up and try new things. But for one thing, let's try seeing what happens when you completely eliminate fats when you have proteins. And be careful, because there is a lot of hidden fat. For example, I was walking through my favorite grocery store the other day, and I was in one aisle, and in that aisle they had the canned and boxed soups. And I kind of was just curious. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's in this. And I picked it up and I looked, and it was like, it was all organic celeries and squash. It was a squash soup. And it had all this stuff in it. And at the last bottom of it, because it was loaded with canola oil.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what's the point? You didn't need it. And so what that does is you, quote, unquote, oh, I'm going to have squash soup. Squash soup is so healthy for me. It's
right.
the most amazingly
right.
healthiest thing in the entire world. Did you know that? Squash
right.
soup
well,
is the best thing since sliced bread? But then it has canola oil.
Let me help you out here, doctor. First of all, there's no such thing as canola oil. There is no such thing as canola oil. It's a marketing name to conceal what it really is, which is rapeseed oil, which is suitable
exactly.
for lubricating farm implements, keep them from rusting. But human beings should not consume rapeseed oil, which is also called canola oil, which is consumed by the ton every day in this country, isn't it?
Oh, every day. And they can't even tell you that it's that. They also said it's cotton and ore.
Well, cotton
oil. You don't even know what it is.
So, and here's one of the ironic things about cottonseed oil. Since cotton is not meant for human consumption, there is no regulation whatsoever as to what you spray on cotton, since cotton is not meant for human beings to consume. You don't, you know, with cottonseed oil, you have no idea what you're consuming.
I have no clue, but you do know, as an informed consumer, that oils like that are inflammatory. So here you went to your health food store trying to be healthy and do healthy things and letting go of being informed, so you completely don't look at the back label and read the ingredients and say, oh, yeah, they just put motor oil in my food.
I learned the hard way. If I'm in a hurry and don't read the label, it's almost always a mistake, almost always.
Oh, yeah. So be informed. Read the ingredients. The front of that box is a commercial.
Right.
Is a loud, bright, perfectly orchestrated well-financed commercial. And I don't care what company you're going with, they all do it. And if they're being honest, they'll be honest in that. If they're not being honest, they're not. You cannot call something an organic health food when it has stuff like that in it, but they still do. Like I remember one day I was just walking through Target, and I walked past the refrigerated section, the freezer section, and I had looked, and I was right by where they had those spray whipping creams.
Right.
And I'll tell you a story when we get back.
Okay, here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com. Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of January. We've got about 3 minutes here, Doctor.
Sorry about that. Yeah, okay, yeah. So I was walking through the store, and saw those whipped cream sprays, and it just, what caught me is right, they were two, right next to each other. One of them says, said, no trans fats on it. And I'm like, looking at this, and I'm like, and then the next one didn't say anything, but it was really pretty in terms of the ingredients. It didn't say it, if it did or did not have a trans fat in it, but the other one was very, very adamant that it was like, this one did not have trans fats in it. And I'm like, oh, interesting. So I opened up the door, and I pulled both of them out, and the one that didn't have trans fats on the label, the one that was just pretty, didn't have any type of trans fat in it or hydrogenated oil. But when I looked at the one that clearly said no trans fats on it, when you looked at the ingredients, was had hydrogenated oil, which is a trans fat. And for you that don't know what a trans fat is, basically it's Crisco oil, if you want to sum it up. And it literally lasts in your body about almost a half a year before it's completely metabolized out of you. And does nothing for you, no nutrition, no nothing. But it's what I'm getting at is you really, to be an informed consumer, you need to read the ingredients. Because if, let's just say I was a whipped cream fanatic, and I'm like, oh, my God, I need to go have some whipped cream for that pumpkin pie that we just made that I really wanted to make sure it was organic and clear. So I made my own crust, and I got really good pumpkin puree. But you know what? I'm going to have a little whipped cream on it just for the people that want that. But I'm going to make sure that it doesn't have trans fats because I know that stuff's really bad. And I specifically didn't make my crust for my pie out of Crisco oil, which most people do. So I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah, this one doesn't have trans fats. So you then just go pick it up and check it out and you leave. And then 2 days later, you're like, oh, that had hydrogenated oils in it. And unbeknownst to you, you just kind of just ruined that experience because you just didn't look at the ingredients, because it's the fine print that gets you every time.
Absolutely. Check out and look out for the fine print. Absolutely. Doctor, we're pretty much out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us as always and look forward to having you back next Friday, sir.
You too. Have a good one.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, we're wrapping up the first week of the year, 2018. How about that? 2018, the fifth day of the year. Look forward to a full week next week visiting with you folks and with our regular guest. Jimmy's got some health issues going on. I'm not sure he'll be with us Monday. Hopefully he can. Tuesday, we'll have Leon Green, second hour. Wednesday, Professor McCanny. Thursday, Tim Spencer. And, of course, Tom Berryhill. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.